Remy, we just start off with any injuries, knocks, bruises?
I've got good news from the last game. I mean, Leo Bakuna and Rudy Gestede have trained normally this week. Unfortunately, Mika did not. Still struggling with a knee injury, that's all.
How did Micah do it then? Was that the Watford game that he did that? Because he obviously finished the game.
Yeah, you know, this is with knee, sometimes it can be bad on one day and better on the other day. And he has been quite pain and sore on his knee for a few days, let's say maybe weeks. And then I have to manage the training session with Micah. But unfortunately, since the last game, he's struggling a little bit more.
How do you assess the weekend's events? Obviously, your own performance and then results elsewhere didn't really do you any favours.
No, but as I said previously to you, I'm only focused on my team, on the points that we could earn. I mean, I cannot control the result of other game. Then I don't spend energy where I cannot, where it's useless for my team.
Mm-hmm. So what did you take from Southampton performance overall?
I took the very good spirit within the team. I mean, defensively, we were really more stronger than we have been the two games before. We suffer a lot, of course, but, you know, when we fight all together like we did, I think this is the first step for us to be back in the league.
Because defensively, you chose or were forced to make fair amount of changes in that unit.
Yes, you're right. I had some suspended players, injured players, and I have to say that those who played this game perform well. The spirit, the way they fight, I was pleased with that. And it should be the same for every player. We need that, no matter who is starting the game, no matter who is on the bench. We need that for this football club.
Obviously, Arsenal, club you know very, very well as well. But is it a case for Aston Villa? It doesn't matter where the game is, doesn't matter who you're playing. You've got to find a way to win a game.
Yes, you're right. But in other end, you have to look at the team you are going to play against. And Sunday will be a tough game because Arsenal is a very performing team, of course, as everybody know that. They are really strong away game on away game. They score more goals away than home games. Then it shows you the task we are going to face on Sunday. But, I mean, a month ago, we played a very solid games against City as well. It's quite the same kind of team we are going to play on Sunday. Then I expect from my player to be on the same spirit level, on the same commitment on defensive situation, and then hopefully we could have at least two or three chances, and to be very efficient will be the key of this game.
When Arsene came to English football, he was maybe upset one or two of the old guard, the players, if you like, with his regime about diets and all that kind of stuff. So how much of Arsene Wenger, the manager, is in Remy Gard, the manager?
It's difficult to say, but of course, as a player, you're always influenced by the manager you have worked with. And of course, for me, it was a very important step to my next life as a player. When I met Arsene, I was 30, and then I really liked the way he settled in Arsenal because, as you said, there were a lot of very, very good players, very experimented, and they were champions too, once again with Arsene. Nobody within the team probably expected that when he arrived. They expected more than they've been shown the door to go out this football club, and then it not happened like that. It shows how much Arsene has been good when you arrive in this country.
You talked about spirit. Are you talking about desire there, desire to win? Because that has to be individual and, as well as collectively, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. But, you know, as an Aston Villa football player, as a Premier League football player, normally you have to show desire naturally. I mean, we are in a big competition, we are in a big league where the first step to perform is to desire to win. And then you have to leave in the dressing room all maybe your problem, your bad thought about what you want, but you have to fight for the club, for the football club. And then this is the way we need now to be on every game.
Desire and spirit are a lot easier when you're winning. How difficult is it when your team's losing to ensure that they've still got that desire, commitment, belief?
No, I mean, you can be impact more on your confidence, but not on your desire to win. You know, when you lose game, of course, I know it's difficult to go to play. Sometimes it's even more difficult to play home game because, you know, the expectation of the fan are high, which is normal. But then the desire to win, to fight, the fighting spirit shouldn't be affected by the results. I mean, your confidence, once again, can be affected, but not your desire to win.
I was trying to, I think, say that belief is the cornerstone of desire, isn't it? You've got to believe to show the desire.
Yes, of course. But I think we still believe that we can win game, that we can go out from this bad situation. I mean, if you look at the last season table at the same time, Leicester was bottom of the league, quite in the same situation than the one we are in currently, then why Aston Villa couldn't do what others have done the previous years?
Obviously, Jack's back. We don't want to talk too much about Jack Grealish. He's back in the squad. But how difficult is it for a manager when all the focus from the media and everybody is on Jack and you've got, you know, 18 players trying to win you a football match?
You know, I'm more focused on collective way than individual. Of course, Jack is one of the player of the squad. Then this is your choice, or the choice that the light is on Jack. But you know, he's young. He needs to learn. He learned already a lot of things, and now he's back in the team. He has played the under-21 games. He's available for selection now, like all the other players.
You've been here only a few weeks. Is the job tougher or easier than when you walk through the door?
No, it's the same. I mean, only the league and the country and the language are different. But you know, it's the same. This is the job I wanted to do again. Of course, it's tough because, as you said, we need to win, and we struggle to win games. But I'm still, of course, passionate by this job, and I'm still passionate by the. I try to find all the solutions for my players to win the game.
There's no rest, though, is there? Because every game is tough. Different challenges. Arsenal's different to Everton, etc. But every game is a different challenge for you.
Yeah, but that's what we like in this job, you know. We know that there is no easy game, even in the cup or everywhere you go, it's difficult because everybody wants to win. And, you know, it's like you get addicted to that, to this pressure, to this... You know, it's such a good feeling when you finish a game with points, with happiness, and then we work hard to get that.
You work on the tactics and everything else are very important, and all they do on the training pitch. But the thing you can't legislate for, and perhaps you need, is just a slice of luck now and again.
Sorry, I didn't get
a little piece of luck.
Ah, yes,
good fortune.
Yes. Of course, you have to provoke this situation of luck. And I always said that when you work hard, when you do the maximum you can do, probably sometime you will be helped by the luck. But you cannot rely only on luck. I believe strongly more on work and togetherness to win than the luck.